Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and good afternoon, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. And don't forget, we're not only here on Blog Talk Radio, but we're also on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, and all the social. So make sure that you do subscribe, like, tweet, and all that good stuff. It is Friday. I forgot my jingle, my Friday jingle, which I love. And by the way, it's actually one of the saddest day of the week because, you know, on the weekend we're not on the air. And so I don't get to talk to amazing people like my guests, and I don't get to be here with you. And if you are with us joining us live, because this show is live, however, we are recording, you can always interact with us. It's great to be able to have people, you know, calling in. And I know here in Canada, it is a beautiful sunny day. We had a little bit of a rain, but people are out and about, especially, you know, that we've been in lockdown for since March. And so things are slowly here in Toronto, Canada, starting to come back to normal. We are on phase two of the lockdown, and which some of you don't know because different countries have different things. The government decided to go through three phases. We already went through, you know, phase one, which is some of the golf course. Kind of privilege, but anyhow, you know, the gardening centers, and now we're going through, you know, chiropractors, dentist office, and what else is there? Ortho, you know, things like that, smaller clinics, and we're hoping that the hairdressers will be soon, because, you know, I definitely so bad need a haircut and need color. Again, the number to call us in is 516-481-5612. 516-418-5612. Please call us in, interact, ask us questions or comment, or if you know our guests, you can always say hello. We don't bite. We love interaction. And talking about interaction, right after our show, right after the interview, we will have our musical section. You know that about a couple of years ago, we had a singer-songwriter, and this person decided to ask us if we could play the song right after the interview. Well, literally, we know that this was going to take as a wildfire, because everybody that is a singer-songwriter, even if they're not being interviewed here, they have been submitting their MP3, and we've been playing it right after the interview. So we have a variety of different genre, a variety of different songs, and people from all over the world send us their song, and we're happy to play and support you. We have different languages, different genre. Gospel is my favorite, rap, jazz, Latino music, African music, and Spanish music. I mean, the list goes on. We have Italian music. So what we do is we do about give or take, and I'm sorry to be repetitive every day, but people still ask questions, so I thought, let me get that out of the way. Part of the housekeeping. And so we'll have an interview about half an hour or so, give or take. And then we have a musical section, which is just music, just amazing music. And I use some of those music when I go through my, running and jogging, because some of the stuff is really good, really good. And I congratulate you, a lot of people that are home, that are still, some countries are still not able to, leave their home, and they're becoming really creative. You know, they're coming up with amazing pieces of amazing stuff, and not just musician, but I've noticed too, a lot of artists are painting, and some of them are writing poetry. So the list goes on, how many different things people are trying to do and trying to accomplish while in this horrible situation that the world is going through. I mean, it feels like one thing after another. We've had, the death of our brother there in the States, which is a huge, huge loss. I've interviewed somebody yesterday who wrote a book about racism, and it was incredible, an awesome feedback and an awesome interview. And we're going through our own thing here in Canada with the our Native community. We are our prime minister had promised to help out of the Native, the people that own this country, owned it before, white people took over, and they're going through major struggles, and all the commitments that our prime minister has promised to our Native, our homelanders, those promises have been broken, and they're going to be protesting this weekend. And you know what? Sometimes that's what we have to do, to get our voice across, and is to say enough is enough. Let's change the world. And hopefully peacefully we could do that. We can definitely, I believe that we can do that. Okay, so those are my two thoughts. I would like to thank my sponsors again. Without your contribution, this show could not be possible. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridgmahan, for sponsoring the show. It's been an amazing contribution. And our sponsorship is coming to an end with Natasha. So if you are interested in sponsoring this show, you can always email us. We can send you a package, how to sponsor the show. We will be mentioning you every single show. And the email, by the way, is show@lizzyt.com. show@lizzyt.com is the email for you to get information how to sponsor the show. Again, you can always call us in at 516-418-5612. Now, if you don't feel comfortable in speaking to us live, you can always contact via social. Lizzy T Show on Facebook, Lizzy T Show on Instagram, Lizzy T Show on Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, and obviously our website. And I think that's pretty much for my housekeeping. Let's not waste more time. And I am so honored to introduce our guest. I'll be right back with him.
Canadian Show, North American Radio Show, and now Worldwide Show. The Lizzy T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new.
Yes, I do would like to know who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And with those questions, we are always having an amazing show. I have the honor and privilege to introduce to you today Julianne Shabazz. I'm hoping that I'm not butchering your name. Julianne is a PhD, an author, publisher, and professional speaker. Okay, so he's probably taking notes here. He is currently an assistant professor of journalism of Kentucky State University, and he is an author, published, and popular professional speaker. He is the author of 12 American themed books. One of them is Rudy Ray Moore. I was actually looking at on YouTube, very interesting. He was born in Ray Moore was born in 1927 to 28, and he was American comedian, a singer, musician, film actor, and film producer. The book is very interesting. It's how to get to know a man who influenced comedy legend people, and he worked with people like Eddie Murphy, Robin Heron, and many others. And he influenced countless rap musician artists and filmmakers. So, wow, that's interesting, you know, how you just got the inspiration to write about Robin Moore's, Rudy Moore, rather. So without further ado, let's welcome Julian to the show with a wonderful Hello, hello, Julian, and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing? And I think it's afternoon for you.
It is afternoon. Greetings and salutations. How are you, Lizzie?
I am phenomenal, phenomenal. I love your energy and your enthusiasm. This is going to be phenomenal. Guys, don't forget, if you would like to call, 516-418-5612. So, Julian, tell us a little bit about yourself, about your background. I mean, you are a writer, you are a singer, you are a professional speaker. You have the energy to give, because I'm feeling it right now. But was it your life always that way? Was it always that powerful, man? Can you tell us, take us back a little bit before all this happened?
Thank you so much for the compliments. I would hope to believe that I was always a powerful person. Some would probably differ, but I just like to believe that. You know, growing up, I'm from South Carolina over here in the States, and I have a brother, and the brother and I, my brother David, we actually co-wrote the book Dolemite, The Story of Rudy Ray Moore. We actually co-wrote it together. And that's what happens many times, because when we were growing up as young kids, we were considered, a lot of people thought we were twins. They called us the twins of spin. So that's one of the things. So people often get our information a little incorrect. You know, a couple of things that you said in the introduction, which was really great. But unfortunately, a couple of those things apply to my brother, the co-author of the book. Me, Julian, I grew up and I went to college. And after college, I went and got a master's degree. It was working on the master's degree when I became a writer, because doing papers and assignments and all that stuff, I decided I wanted to write about something I wanted to write about. So that's when my walk into publishing began.
That is awesome. You know, and a lot of people, even though you go to college, you go to school, you know, you learn how to write paper, you know, it stops right there. That's it. I'm not doing any more writing in the rest of my life. I just wanted to pass. But good for you that you saw that you had a gift, an inspiration, you know, to write about such a special person. And I've seen it. You've met him. So what was your inspiration, other than him being an amazing, positive, you know, had inspired many people, has worked with, my goodness, Eddie Murphy. I mean, who doesn't know Eddie Murphy in the whole world? So what gave you the inspiration to write about this amazing, phenomenal person?
Well, coming up and going to college, I think it was in college in the 1990s, was when I became a big fan of the African-American themed movies that were made in the 1970s. They had a term for those movies. They called them black exploitation. They were really, most of them were really action movies, and they had some incredible actors and actresses who, you know, made those movies. And I was a big fan of that genre. And we discovered movies by Rudy Ray Moore during that period. And I always thought, you know, there was not a biography on him. So once I got a chance to go to one of his comedy shows, and after the show, I talked with him and told him I'd like to write about him. And believe it or not, he gave me his home number. And so we started corresponding and hanging out, and we spent time between almost 2 years, you know, just hanging out with him and collecting his stories. And that's where the book came from.
That must have been a treat. You probably felt like $1 million that day. And you're probably thinking, wow, you know, who am I? And obviously you are who you are. Obviously you're it because, you know, he picked you and he said yes.
Yes. Well, you know, that's one of those beautiful things that happen, you know, because just like you said, I just figured I was just a basic nobody. Actually, my brother was the actual writer at that time. He was actually a journalist and worked at a newspaper, and it was his credentials that I used when I talked to Rudy Ray Moore. I told him, I said, Mr. Moore, I'd like to write a book on you. And I said, my brother works for a newspaper, and we can put stories out on you. So I was literally pitching myself, but I was using my brother's credentials, and that's why we both wrote the book together.
I apologize about that, everyone. It looks like we had a bit of a technical difficulties. We are a very hot day today, so a lot of the power has been going in and out. And obviously, some of you know that with online radio, things like this happens, but we are back. And what I was asking him, Julian, was, you know, he had the experience to sit with a legend like him, and he agreed to do this book, and he was a good fan. So how, when was it that you published this book? This has been published for a little while, and how about his family, friends? I mean, I figured, you know, there will be a lineup of people trying to create this biography. I'm pretty sure you probably thought to yourself, why have no one ever done this book?
Well, that was definitely my thought at the time, and which was why I pitched the idea to him for letting me, you know, sit down with him and write the book on him, because I felt here was a giant and no one had written about his story. So I really wanted to do that.
So what was the, how was the reception, or how was the feedback?
Believe it or not.
Hang around with.
Yeah. Well, you know, he was such, his material kept him kind of what we consider underground. His material was not really mainstream at all. If you were familiar with him, then you were really interested in some underground stuff. So when we came out with the book, first came out with it, the book was actually published in the 1990s. When we first came out with it, we were met with the same type of reception that his material was met with. There was no interest. There was no interest at all. We had a hard time selling the book. The book was actually sold just like his material, really kind of underground for years and years and years, until fast forward to 2019. One of his influences, one of the people who he inspired, Eddie Murphy, made a movie for Netflix about his life, and that changed everything. The book's selling out of the world now.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you think it was controversial because, or underground, because of the lifestyle or it was involved with X-rated comedy? Is that because you think that the reception wasn't as good as you probably hoped that it would be?
Well, yes, absolutely. And that was the interesting thing about his career, you know, because the material that he was doing, the mainstream kind of shied away from him. However, many of his contemporaries, mainly his main contemporary like Red Fox, got a television show, Sanford and Son, which became a big hit. And then some more of the people he inspired, like Richard Pryor, whose material was way out there as well, Richard Pryor became a major star. So Rudy kind of felt a lot overlooked because many of the people who followed in what he was doing were able to really succeed, whereas he was kind of kept on the underground. So that was one of the issues that he dealt with.
Yes, yeah. It's interesting. So for people that are listening to us, Julian, and obviously, you know, the theme of the show is tell us who you are, and we're getting a very good picture, you know, for you to be able to write about such a legend that a lot of people probably don't have an idea who he is. But guys, you're watching right now on social, and you have pictures. The cover is pretty interesting, and now a lot more people will get, you know, the taste of it. So where can people find a
Oh, it's available right now at Amazon.com. Just type in my name or type in the title of the book or just type in Dolomite.
I will have everyone at the links of this show on my social media, Facebook.com/LizDRadio. You can listen to us right now live, or you can listen to us later on as this show is recorded. So I will have the links for the book at Dolomite and for you to be able to get in Amazon. One of the things that I wanted to ask you, Julian, too, is what do you think, what kind of legacy and lasting influence have this book left in the world?
Well, the legacy is interesting because Rudy Ray Moore, aside from being a self-made comedian, movie star, entertainer, he inspired so many in all of those genres, particularly starting with guerrilla filmmaking, because he was a person who made his money and then financed the movies that he made himself. He was not sanctioned by Hollywood. He just broke into Hollywood by doing it himself. He did the same thing with his comedy act. He, you know, performed at comedy clubs, but he made his products at home, made them himself, hired an engineer to come to his house, and he made them and sold them and put them out on the market. So he has inspired so many of the artists that we see in rap music today, so many of the guerrilla filmmakers that we see today, so many of the comedians that we see today. So his legacy is far-reaching.
I can definitely see that happen to you because before you brought in, Rudy Moore to my attention, I didn't know anything about him. And I've seen, obviously, Eddie Murphy, but never heard so much detail. So that is great education and obviously more of a legacy for the rest of the world. So do you, when you speak, because you are a professional speaker and you you go different places in the world, the stage now is the world because we're all doing things online. Everything is online.
That's
Zoom,
right.
Yeah. So how do you get motivation? Do you talk about him, to use him as an example? Does he inspire? Does he give you ideas? Or what are your talks usually about?
Well, yeah, that's everything with me is positivity, it's motivation, it's helping people, much like yourself. That's why I'm in such good company right now.
And you know what? We need people like yourself in this world, especially now with things that are going on. You know, the world seems so gloomy and people are getting afraid. They're stressed. They're being home, being cooked at home. It's not a fun thing to some of us. I am definitely an outdoor person. Yes, I do have my show on my studio, but I do a lot of outing and interviews in premises where my guests or my audience is watching, like a show or a concert and things like that. And unfortunately, we can't do that now. So we have to reach deep inside to motivate, to feel happy and to feel positive in this situation. So how are you coping, Julian? Love to find out about that. And I'd love for you to give us some words of inspiration or tricks or tips that you have in order to cope. My life hasn't changed much because, you know, I've always worked on a studio anyways, but I do the weekends, the outings, those are no-no right now. So I want you to think about that, Julian, because this is great. This material is phenomenal, and I think you are able to inspire a lot of people out there that are listening to us right now. But I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor, Julian, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by naturenova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Canadian Show. North American radio show.
Hello, and now worldwide. I am back. I need to disclose though that Nature Nova right now is not doing programs due to COVID-19. However, we are crossing our fingers that the government is allowing us to, you know, get from phase three by August or July of August, then Nature Nova will be booking summer programs if, you know, the government allows us. So stay tuned, everyone. Check if you have questions, you can always go through the website, which is naturenova.ca, and check it out to see if their programs are going to be running in the summer for summer programs, if we are able to have them. Thank you again, Natasha, for sponsoring the show. And by the way, guys, we know that some people are having financial difficulties, even here in Canada. And so if you're looking for loans, or if you're looking to refinance, or if you're looking for mortgage, you can always contact Natasha. Mention that you've heard her via the Lizzie T Show. We're speaking live right now with Julian Shabazz. He is an author. He is a public speaker. He is a musician. He is, my goodness, and now he's written this book, well, a little while now, about an amazing artist and actor, Rudy Ray Moore, which I learned about him just through Julian. So great experience, great inspiration to all of us, especially, you know, people that are leading from those examples that he gave us. He has passed, but he wrote a biography, which it's incredible that nobody else have done it before. So I asked him a question before we cut for the word of a sponsor. You know, how are you coping? How do you get inspired? How, what words of advice you can give to people that are, you know, suffering? And I would say the word suffering, because mental illness is becoming very strong right now, very severe in some cases. People are becoming suicidal. People have done, you know, things that are, they haven't done it before due to this. How are you handling, you know, this, how severe, by the way, is in North Carolina where you are?
Well, you know, you just said a mouthful. That's really true. So many people are really having problems with the whole quarantine and social distancing and wearing masks and all of the issues that have come about because of the worldwide pandemic of the coronavirus, you know. But me personally, I kind of have always been an introvert. So the whole staying at home thing and by myself really didn't bother me at all. However, in coping with and dealing with some of these issues, what it did was it gave me a lot more time to focus on making me a better person, to focus on making things go my way, to correct some things that haven't been right, to work on some things I needed to work on. And that's one of the things I'd like to say, piggybacking off of what we've been talking about the whole time. The book Dolemite, The Story of Rudy Ray Moore, was about a man, Rudy Ray Moore, who was born in 1927 in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Poor guy, very little education, and he really wanted to become successful as an entertainer. And he did it all on his own. He earned his own money to make his own products. He made himself a comedian almost through the sheer will of his own personality. Then he fought Hollywood and made his own movies and became successful in an industry where they did not want him. And they made 20 some odd years later, Eddie Murphy, one of the people he inspired, made this movie, and it's streaming now on Netflix called Dolemite Is My Name. And if you ever get a chance to watch that movie, you will see pull yourself up by the bootstraps type of person that he was. That's what I strive to be. And that's my message to everyone dealing with, you know, issues in life. Here's something I want you all to remember. It doesn't matter what happens to you in life. The only thing that matters is how you respond to what happens to you.
Wow, I love it. This is incredible. Wow, that deserves an amazing round of applause, because if you didn't think anything at all about what we talked about today, I love your last quote, and I'm definitely going to be quoting you. If you haven't learned anything, you learn how to be a better person. And it's so true. You know, we always ask Julian, we always say, I wish I could have more time. I wish I could have, done this last year or this week. Guess what? You know, asking you shall receive. You tell the universe, I wish I could have more time. There it is now. Now what? Are we going to utilize that time for us to accomplish things and, like yourself, becoming a better person? And I'm very impressed, Julian, how, you know, Rudy Moore has inspired you. You used him as your example. You know, he had no education, no formal training, and he made himself, you know, a very successful person. And now, if he could do it, why couldn't I not? And I think that's, we should follow examples like that all the time, because we have many excuses of how not to or why not to. And here they are, you know, let's utilize that time to do something better of ourselves. It's phenomenal. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you, now that you have, you know, Rudy Moore as your theme or your inspiration to write an amazing biography, which now has exploded throughout the world because of the movie that Eddie Murphy did. Any other person out there that you think, you know, I think it should be written a biography about such and such? Is there anything else coming in the near future? As you know, the show is Tell Us Who You Are, What You Do, Contact Info, which has given us the info word to get the book. Dolemite, by the way, guys. Anything new? What are you working on in the near future?
Yes, not only am I going to be promoting one person, but I'm going to be promoting several hundred. My next project is a book called Black Stars of Professional Wrestling. And we cover the history of African Americans who are involved in the sport of professional wrestling from the 1880s till the present.
Good for you. Look at you. This is phenomenal. That's awesome. And it's true. You know, we don't see a lot of biography with people that are in the professional wrestling. I personally love Muay Thai, which is part, you know, they train that for professional wrestling. Well, they use some of the techniques, rather. And my trainer, it's a beautiful African, a Canadian black person, and he is the champion of representing Canada for Muay Thai in the Olympics. So I'm very privileged to have him as my trainer. This is a phenomenal. Muay Thai is my passion. Julian, I can't believe that time is just flying by. I would like for you to always, you know, come back, keep us in the form about your new book that you're working on, and about the all the beautiful things you're doing, inspiring people. If there is any talks that you hopefully, you know, just leave from your comfort place in the States and in South Carolina, and perhaps visit us here in Canada someday. We'd love to have you to inspire, to make us happy and make us laugh, and you know, have that feeling of that not everything is lost. Do you think that it will be opportunity for you to, you know, travel to Canada one day?
I certainly hope so, Lizzie. You know, this whole coronavirus thing has put travel on hold for so many of us. But thank you for the invitation. Yes, I definitely got to make it over to Canada and see all of our wonderful people over there.
And, you know, you probably will be so inspiring that people will want to let you go back to the States. Our prayers and thoughts are definitely with our brothers and sisters there, especially, you know, what's going on with the death of our brother there. So how you taking that? I mean, I don't want to get into the politics, but I know it has touched and influenced the rest of the whole world is looking at the United States as an example for the tragic death of our brother there, George Floyd. How are you handling that situation?
Oh, that's the latest horrible tragedy for us African-American black men, you know. So, no, that one hit me as hard as it has hit everyone else. But I am inspired by the protests, not only here in stateside, but the international protests about police brutality against darker-skinned people. So I'm certainly hopeful that there are going to be some positive changes. We lost George Floyd, but in our losing him, we learned so much about him, and he has inspired so many, not just in his hometown, but around the world. Just like his daughter said, her dad changed the world, and he really did. And I'm hoping for some more positive changes here, particularly around the issue of police brutality.
And I agree with you 150%, Julian, because definitely it's a horrible loss. And I was actually mentioning to the person that I interviewed yesterday, which wrote a book about racism, that unfortunately it takes somebody to die for us to learn a lesson. It is very unfortunate because he left a beautiful girl behind, a wife and kids. And so, you know, if we think back, you know, Jesus Christ himself had to die for us. Obviously, you know, that's the biggest sacrifice, and George had to do the sacrifice to put a stop, to say enough is enough, and the whole world is looking at this. This is enough. We have to change things around, and I think change will come. I am very hopeful that will definitely happen, and you know, not just in the States and Canada and Africa and in many parts of the world. You know, we're discriminating. Police brutality is not just against black people, native people, Latino people, me, myself being a Latin American background as well. You know, we see that there is definitely discrimination. Even here in Canada, a lot of people don't think we're a very multicultural city, people from all over the world, but we feel being discriminated, and that's not right. We are all made in the image of God, and we are all equal in this planet. So things have to change, and unfortunately, I had to take, our brother Floyd for this to happen, and he sacrificed himself, and I see it that way. Well, it looks like we're starting to come out of the end of the show with or the interview, and this has been such an incredible, incredible time with you. I love what you do, and your work continue to be amazing and grandiose, because now you're working on a second biography, which is going to be amazing. But I want you to leave my audience with, any last thought.
Lizzie, I couldn't have said it any better than you did right there. So what I want to do is just tell everyone to stay safe and stay positive. Set your goals, set your dreams in life, and go out and work for them. And you know what? If you do that and never give up, you can change the world. Lizzie, thank you so much for the opportunity. Be safe and much blessings to you.
Oh, my goodness. Much blessings to you, too, Julian. This has been such a pleasure and an honor to have you here with us in Canada, all the way from beautiful, beautiful states in North Carolina. And have a wonderful and a blessed weekend. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye for now. That was Julian Shabbat. Wow, look at me. Like, I'm so pumped up right now. And, this conversation probably could have gone, a lot farther and a lot longer. But unfortunately, we are restricted with time here. And but we probably will have him back, because definitely, he is producing and he's being inspired and he is talking about things that matter, and we are here. This is the platform, everyone, for you to shine. This is a platform to tell the world, hey, I have a story, I have something to contribute. And so don't ever forget that this is not my show. This is your show. You're here to shine. Talking about shining, everyone, we would not want to miss. We have so much music to play. And every time that I say I will be playing Sick Song, unfortunately, we don't have the time, but I think we will today. Now, Ty Water, it is a musician that is right here from Toronto, rather from Canada. He is from BC. He wrote a song called Human, very pertinent to what's going on right now. We are all human. And he's very young, very talented. I'm hoping that he is safe. We had him on the show about last year, or a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And he wrote this beautiful song. And the song that he's singing for us right now is called Human, Ty Waters. And that was Michael Coleman with the song Flow. And we had him on the show, I'd say about a month ago, if I'm not mistaken. And he sent us this MP3. Next up is Aaron Todd. And we had him on the show a couple of times. He is from Texas. This is one of my favorite songs, by the way. It's called Kiss by the Sun. Aaron Todd, Kiss by the Sun. Enjoy it, everyone.
Thank you. don't believe that you're enlightened.
No more looking back, hurt this soul. Go ahead and keep
And that was Ashley with the song Dara. She is from New York, and we had her on the show right at the beginning, about 4 years ago, and this is her solo. And before that, we had Alvina. She's right here from Toronto, Canada. The song was called Separate Ways. She was nominated for a award for here in Canada. So all the best. And I know she's working hard to being creative. All those singers, all those artists being creative right now. I mean, that, what else do we have to do, right? Next up, I would like to play a song that is one of our followers. He's been following us from the beginning. His name is Sorrentes. And Sorrentes, seems like every month he is being creative and promoting his solo. This one is called Cross the Line, and he is from LA.
We've always been the best of friends, known each other since we were 10, like an old pair of bookends. We'll be in sync till the end. But I want more than the friend zone we live in. I do. Can't go home again alone. Please give in. Please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. It's time to take the leap. Whoa.
won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line.
Lock the road, short is the night, and I know this is the 1-5. Not giving up cause it feels right, so walk with me into the light. But I want more than the friend zone, we live it, I do. Can't go home again alone, please, giving please do. Thoughts cross both of our minds. Probably a few hundred million times. Time to take the leap. Won't you take the leap with me? Come on, cross that line.
Everyone, we have time for one more song. By the way, if you would like us to play your song, please do send it to show@lizzyt.com. Show@lizzyt.com. It has to be MP3 and it has to be PR rated. No profanity here. So next up, it is Arielle Current. She was on the show as well, and she sent us her single, and it's called Perfect Lullaby. Let's enjoy and support Arielle.
Broken stars are all that's left to keep me company again in a place that I once knew. You left me standing here alone, wondering what did I do wrong to make you walk away. But when the night comes and the rain begins, will you stay with me and come for me alone?
And that is it for today, everyone. Do not forget to contact us. Our website is lizzyt.com. And we have a very good lineup of guests coming up soon. And so check our website out. Check our social media. Follow us, like us, tweet. And we will love to have your book showed here or presented here. And we're also doing Instagram Live, and we are also doing Zoom interviews. So whatever you feel more comfortable with and whenever you feel like doing, we are here to serve you. As I said earlier, this is a platform for you to shine. I'm your host and one of the producers of the Lizzy T Show. Have a wonderful weekend, everyone. God bless. Bye-bye for now. Mwah. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzy T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome.